Pay attention.
Creepy weirdo.
I would like a strong, powerful woman to protect me.
Mm-hmm. He'll fight for America.
Yep. Poopy Square, the Playable Characters Podcast. Hello, everybody. Welcome to level 218, Playable Characters Podcast. What? 218? Guys, are podcasts still a thing? We've had a few months off, and I know you're mad. Some of you still message, like, what's a new episode? Could we get one? Look, it's hard to get these friggin' characters. You know that. They're busy. They're busy making games and doing things like that. It's good to be here. I'm very excited. But if you see your app, your podcast app, and we may get, this may be the final episode, guys. We've wanted this character on for a long time. We may end with this one. Some of you know my obsession with this weird-ass game. And it's going to be great. But oh, before that, though, obviously, follow us on Playable Podcast on Twitter and Instagram. And then my personal one, at Laugh at Brian. You guys know that. Look, I've been talking about it for years. Since COVID, I'm going to get the book done. I promise. I think. You have no reason to believe me. It's like almost done. It's a couple things that I work out. Things are, that life gets in the way. Good stuff. But you know, whatever. Good intro. I think one of the best ones I've done. But here we go. We're going to dive in. You see who this is. This is going to be amazing. We have with us a true icon, a true legend in video games with us today. It is one of the Beat 'em and Eat 'em ladies. Hello, miss. How are you today?
Hi, Brian McGinnis. How you doing?
You sound so excited to be here.
Oh, I'm very excited to be here. I'm glad to be anywhere indoors.
You've had a tough go being outside. Do you have a name? What can I call you? I don't want to call you the Beat 'em and Eat 'em.
My name is Brenda.
Hey, Brenda. Good. Thanks for being here on the show, by the way.
Well, thank you for having me.
Yeah. So, how are you? It sounds like a loaded question, no pun intended. But how are you? You know, we know your game is interesting and unique. But how are you doing? What are you doing now? Let's kind of dive into it if you want. How's it going?
Oh, you know, it's so nice of you to ask, you, Brian McGinnis. Yeah. No one ever asks about me.
Yeah.
No one ever says, Brenda, how are you doing?
You're the star.
You know? I'm a what?
You're the star of the game. I mean, people should ask.
Oh, that. I am the star. I thought you said I had a scar. And I said, yes, I do. And I'm going to tell you about it. How'd you know?
Please.
Cheeky little bird.
Please, go. Do tell.
Well, things have been rough.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say I've had an easy life.
Sure.
I was born to a family of traveling circus musicians. And I basically grew up in the back of a wagon.
Really? Well, it seems fun until you really think about it for more than a second. It's probably not a great way to.
No, it was a lot of fun.
Okay.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I interacted with a lot of animals.
What kind of animals?
Zebras.
Zebras. That's interesting.
Elephants, you know, typical circus fare. We all had a lovely time.
Are zebras
in the wagon?
The elephants and zebras were in the wagon with you? That doesn't seem safe.
Oh no, it was the 60s. You need to appreciate. Sure. And you know, mom and dad didn't have a lot of money. It was an independent traveling circus, and you get one wagon and you put all your animals in it. You put your kids in and your clowns. You go from town to town.
They had clowns also. Like, you got, like,
the well, part. We did it first, but the lion ate him. So we lost the clown in Ohio.
That's going to happen. Yeah. I'm sorry. Rest in peace to the clown. So sorry. So, you say you didn't have a lot of money. You think your parents would maybe do something different? No judging. I'm just saying, like, if it seems hard.
Well, these weren't educated people, Brian McGinnis. These weren't people like you with your fancy associates from a community college, Brian McGinnis. We weren't those kind of people.
Who told you?
Yeah. I find it classist.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm sorry. Forgive me. I didn't mean that, I guess. So
I'm just kidding. I'm just fucking with you, Brian McGinnis. Can we swear?
Yeah, sure. You can just call me Brian, too, if you want. It's up to you.
I will, Brian McGinnis. So, Brian McGinnis.
Yeah.
My family wasn't an educated group of people.
Right, we got that, I think. Yeah.
They say people are the salt of the earth. My family was the hamburger helper seasoning of the earth.
Yeah.
If that makes any sense, Brian McGinnis.
It definitely does. Not a good seasoning. Not
you
a good
know, but And Pop had no legs and Mom had a one good eye. You know, they made it work. They made it work, but they raised me good. I learned.
Did they? It doesn't. So you were young. Were you in the circus with the animals and the clowns and the? I assume.
No. I was never allowed. I was never allowed to perform in the circus. No, I could only watch from afar.
Ah, okay. So what did you do? So what was your favorite act? I guess we can dive into that. You had the animals. You had everything else. Was it like typical circus stuff? What did you guys have? Was it a? I'm sorry for the lack of the. Was it a freak show? You said your mom had no legs or your dad had no eyeballs. Whatever. What was your favorite?
My parents were the freaks in the freak show, Brian McGinnis. We had specified freaks for the freak show.
Gotcha. That makes sense.
We had woman with somewhat more facial hair than a woman could have.
I see.
We had man with large toes.
Oh,
he was popular. You know, it was hard to get the bigger acts.
How large? How was that an attraction? Like, how large were this guy's toes?
Yeah, they were about the size of a toddler's fingers. You know, maybe 2 inches, 2 or 3 inches. You know, just long toes, long toed Tom. They called him, but his name was Steve. Well, I never understood it.
You gotta have the alliteration, I guess, right?
He'd wiggle his toes.
It's not that. I mean, it's toddler's fingers. I have kids. It's not that big.
We were poor, Brian McGinnis. Do you know how much a free costs?
No, I don't. I wouldn't know.
Actually, not that much.
Okay. So did long-toed Tom travel with you guys too?
Oh, he traveled for us for a while, but he fell in love with an albino woman.
Really?
Halfway through the tour, we never saw him again.
Oh, that's sad.
I hope he's happy.
Me too. We can look him up maybe after the show. We'll see if we can find him, see what's up. You know? Long-toed Tom. Is that it? Long-toed Tom?
Yeah, long-toed Tom. He's probably in the phone book.
I don't know. If it is, I'd be shocked, but we could definitely take a look. So,
and I remembered her name too. It was Sarah. Look, if he's with a wife, the Sarah's name, her name should be Sarah Longtoed Tom. That should be her married name. So you could maybe look her up too.
Yeah, she might have taken
lovely
it.
Woman.
Lovely.
Pale as a fish.
Was she in the freak show too? Or just
I don't know. She just worked in town.
And she was just a customer one day and they met like all nice.
My father actually offered her a job in the traveling circus and she slapped him.
How'd your dad take that?
Yeah, he gets slapped a lot by women.
Your parents still around?
Oh, no. Oh. Rest their souls. They're dead. They'd be 185 years old if they were still alive tonight, Brian McGinnis. Do you know how old I am, Brian McGinnis?
I didn't want to ask, but I assume it's like late 80s-ish, I would guess.
Oh, you're on the nose. You're on the nose. I am 83 years young.
You look great, 83, especially after the life you've led. Let's dive into it if you can recall that part of your life. Now, Beat 'Em and Eat 'Em is you're a woman on the lady of the night, maybe. I don't know how it happened, and you have a friend with you, and there's a guy on the roof. And for people listening, if you don't want to, this might be a dirty show just by the nature of the subject. That's all the subject matter. Not like we're not going to be, you know what I mean? But there's a gentleman on top. I assume he's a gentleman just throwing his, what's the word? Throwing his jizz off the roof. And you and your friend, we'll talk about her in a second. We're just catching it. You seemed happy. You seemed like it was a good time. Let's dive into, there's a lot to unpack there. Did you know that guy on the roof, first of all? What's his deal?
Oh, Bill? Oh, everyone knows Bill.
Everyone
knows Bill.
I don't know Bill. He's just a neighborhood jerk.
No, actually, well, we had another guy that was supposed to do the job.
Yeah.
But he just couldn't, you know, produce. He couldn't make the kind of volume of ejaculate that we needed to film for a day. Because people don't understand. We filmed all day in the desert heat, just load after load after load. And it was exhausting. And thank God, Bill was just a grip on the set.
Oh.
And he said, no, I can outwhack this guy any day. And the director said, well, and he got him up there and he kept us full of cum.
Jeez. Thank goodness Bill was there. What was the other guy's problem, you think? Was he shy? Was it
Maybe he was dehydrated. I don't know. I try not to judge a man's, output.
Yeah, I mean, after that happens to me, I need a few minutes to recharge. But Bill. Yeah.
Not Bill. And all he ever drank was Ovaltine.
You think that helps the production of it?
I don't know, but he was a talented man. He was a talented man.
It's very impressive. He's got a giant jackhammer of a wang. Can we say that?
It was one of the bigger ones I've seen. It was a big. It was a hog.
Oh, you should have.
Yeah, he'd hang it down.
Yeah. Was your was your circus still a thing at this point? Because he would might have been a good addition to the circus.
No, I had to take a break from the circus. I told Ma and Pop I wanted to go off and live my dreams and find out what my true calling was.
You haven't found that, I'm guessing. I hope.
I'd always been good at catching things in my mouth, Brian McGinnis. Okay. I'd always, even as a child, you had your ice cream cone and it was drippy. I would always get under my friend's ice cream cones and I'd get that little drip. I'd get that little drip for me. That's my ice cream now. I got you, Sally. That's my ice cream. So I always just kind of had a talent for catching things in my mouth. And I just knew one day I'd find a way to make a little money off of it. Yeah. The American dream.
Sure. So what age was this then that you started?
12, Brian McGinnis. Yes. I was 12 years old.
No, not, oh my God, with the ice cream or with Bill?
Oh, no. Oh, I thought you meant with the, no, I was actually 13 at that point. I was 13. I'd left my mom and pop's traveling family circus, and I got the gig catching cum drops in my mouth.
13's not that good. That's someone should have stepped.
No, it was the 60s. You might as well be a 25-year-old woman. What, you're 13 in the 60s? Get a job and a car, kid.
Okay, you had a car? Jesus, okay. My goodness, you don't still do it now. You don't still go to rooftops and put your mouth open and hopefully catch a little something, do you?
Oh, only for recreation now. I don't do it professionally anymore, Brian McGinnis. Yeah. Kind of takes all the fun out of it. But, sometimes I like to just show up at a frat party.
Yeah.
No one knows who I am. No. And they're like, who brought the grandma? And then I'm just, all over the frat house. Have such fun.
My goodness. And they enjoy it. These college kids enjoy your little party
games. They seem to. Some of them, send me home with a sweatshirt or a blanket or something from the frat house.
That's nice.
One boy gave me $500. I never understood that.
Oh, well, that's nice of them.
Said he'd never had a woman talk to him like that before. Something, I don't know.
What were some of the
things? But these kids.
Do you remember what you said to him that maybe changed his life?
I said the same thing I said to him all. Hey, come over here, kid. You want me to catch some cum in my mouth?
Nice and direct. Nice and easy.
Cried like a baby.
Did he?
Cried like a baby. I don't think he had a mother. I don't think that one had a mother.
Maybe he was too much of a mommy's boy also. Maybe it was that. Who knows?
Yeah.
Right? Never know. Wow. Who is your friend with you? Is she still around? Because there was two of you catching the droplets, the cumlets, I guess. What's her deal? Do you guys still talk or?
Oh, you're speaking of Patricia. It's kind of a sore spot that you'd bring up Patricia. I haven't spoken to her in probably like 40 years, maybe.
You have a little something under your mouth. What is that? That's not.
No, I'm aware. I'm aware it's there. No, I haven't talked to her. We didn't get along.
Mm.
We had a bit of what do you kids call it? A beef.
Yeah.
A beef.
Yeah.
She just thought she was all that.
Really?
Brian McGinnis, you ever met one of those people? They think their shit just smells like a loaf of banana bread. That was Patricia.
Yeah.
Banana bread butt Patricia. That's what I'd call her.
Not patty cakes? No. What did they?
What are you, high? I said her name was Patricia.
Right, Patricia, Patty. It goes hand in hand.
Oh, it's an L. Yeah, all right. Well, I am a little high.
So how did you get this job? And were you and Patricia both just really good at it and they couldn't decide? Or do they want to? So tell us how that came to be, if you remember. I know it was a long time ago.
Well, they hired me first. Mm-hmm. And it was supposed to be just the one.
What's that? Hold on. What's that hiring process like? Again, you said you were 13. Maybe we can make it 19 for the show. But you said, what was that like? Because, It seems a weird audition process or something.
Well, you know, back in the days, the entertainment industry was a lot more simple. Brian McGinnis, man, breezes into town. He's got a nice hat.
All right.
You know, looks like a bit of a carpet bagger. Says he's going to make you a star.
Right.
He buys you a nice steak at the Piggly Wiggly.
That's how I got this podcast. Yeah.
Exactly. You know, same old, and then he just says, "Hey, you know, kid, can you, you know, how are you catching things in your mouth?"
Mm.
And I said, "It's funny you should ask, Mister. It's my greatest skill."
It sure is funny. Yeah. Okay. And did he?
And you know, it just kind of things just kind of spiraled from there. I'm not sure whether he called the nice Japanese man at Nintendo. I'm not sure when the nice Japanese man got involved, but he was a big fan of mine. Oh, he was a big fan of mine. It was an interesting process.
Mm. Okay, and then Patricia came along. Was he like, "I want two"?
Yeah, well, it was Bill was making so much cum, you see, that it was just not possible for me to complete. I'm not a robot.
Now it makes sense. Now it all makes sense. It was Bill's fault.
It was so much. And it was getting in my eyes, Brian McGinnis, and I couldn't see, you know, to go back and forth. I was only bi-directional because that was all the technology could supply at that point. I just went back and forth. But you need your eyes. You need your eyes, Brian McGinnis. So they called Patricia. I don't know where they found her, what bus station. I don't know. But she shows up. You know, she had red hair at first. And the next day she comes in with the same hair color as me. Mm. And I said, you know, no, you know, and they said they wanted it that way. They wanted us to look alike.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't like that.
I got you. Maybe Bill was into twins. Who knows? Like, maybe it helped him do his job. I don't know.
Oh, Bill would come on a cactus. Bill didn't care. This was not Bill's fault.
What's Bill up to? Do you stay in touch with Bill? Is he drained? What's his deal?
Yeah, actually, Bill died from extreme severe internal bleeding.
Yeah.
At the very final, actually, end of the shoot, actually. I think, you know, they never really proved it, but it might have been the shoot that killed him. He just...
That's sad.
The amount of loads this man produced for us.
But you got enough
he should have a statue.
Yeah, but you got enough for a whole game's worth. You got enough to make a living off of that because he produced so much in such a short period of time, I guess.
And leftovers... Leftovers, Brian McGinnis. People are still playing the game to this day. People are still playing it. That's his cum.
That's the original cum?
It's the original cum. They had enough. They stored it up. It's stored in vets, in a facility. I'm not supposed to say where, but they just, every time someone plays that game, they haul out a bucket of that cum.
That's incredibly impressive. I had no idea that was even possible.
Computers are amazing.
You shouldn't call it leftovers, because I just had leftovers yesterday, and it really puts a different spin on that, you know, your old doggy bag of barbecue chicken or something. You know, but rest in peace, Bill. Rest in peace, your parents. A lot of good people out there.
Everyone I ever loved is dead, Brian McGinnis.
I'm so sorry. Everybody in the circus, none of them made it this long?
All dead. All dead in the circus fire. They're all dead.
Wait, what happened there? There was a fire now too?
Yeah, circus fire. You know, they happen all the time. That's how most circuses end. There's a fire.
No, I didn't know. I didn't know that.
And because those clowns, they smoking around the hay and then the chemicals, it's all, you know, you're in the tent. And most circuses end in a fire where, you know, about 75 to 100 people get killed. Everybody knows this, Brian.
I didn't know. That's why people get shot out of a cannon. It's probably not that safe then. If that goes wrong, then.
Only one that survived.
Oh, it was the guy who got far away because he got shot.
He was a mile away. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Who'd have thought?
Who'd have thought? Yeah. Did you get in trouble? Because you guys are kind of like on the street corner, just like doing, you know, catching Bill's stuff. Did you ever get in trouble? Did the cops try to break this up or anything? Did people walk by like tourists like, "Oh, what are those ghastly women doing?" or anything like that? Do you remember?
You got to understand that this was the late 70s, Brian McGinnis. A lot of things were going on that you probably wouldn't see on the street today.
No.
We just actually sort of kind of pigeon, you know, we kind of snuck in with a group of Vietnam protesters. They were having some kind of Vietnam protest. And some of those girls didn't have their shirts on. And so, the director thought, "Hey, we'll just, you know, kind of get in with some of these guys." So we marched for a while. And, you know, we shouted out anti-government sentiments. And then we sort of veered off into a little dusty lot. And we filmed our lovely game.
So Bill, like, got to the rooftop, you're saying, and kind of like, why, as this was happening, you and Patty Cakes were on the street getting ready for your big debut and just made it happen, huh?
Yeah, I mean, there wasn't really a lot of preparation. We just had to kind of shoot it real quick. But, you know, just some quick stretching.
We jaw stretches, maybe, I'm guessing.
Of course. Yeah.
Were you impressed when you saw Bill in action for the first time? Because I still am. I'm in awe of what that man can do.
You have to appreciate from the angle I'm looking from, you know? It's kind of like, you know, it's like watching a solar eclipse and then a bird poops in your eye. You know, there's really not much you can see from the angle.
Gotcha.
You know, I can see it was massive. It did block out the sun.
Yeah. Yeah, it looks like a giant pretzel sometimes, Bill, up there, like a big old jackhammer. Oh, that would be a good name for the...
The balls are the size of the penis. Have you noticed? The balls were the size, and they were perpendicular to his penis.
Yeah, that would be a good name for a circus performer, Jackhammer, right? Just like Long-Toed Tom.
There you go, Brian McGinnis. You got a new lease on life. You go make it real.
If you bring a circus back, try to find a jackhammer. Well, that's interesting. Okay, so You mentioned before you told mom and pa you're gonna branch off, do your own thing. You got a job at a software company, technically doing a game, and it must have been cool to tell your parents you got a job at a game. But it was this game. How did they feel about that? Like, were they cheering you on? Were they embarrassed? Like, because, you know, tell me what your friends and family thought of your role in this game.
Well, the only games they were really aware of were like checkers, you know, chess. So I tell them I'm making a game and they say, oh, you know, like a tiddlywinks.
Very little cum in chess and checkers most of the time.
No, but I remember my mom said, you know, whatever that girl's going to do is going to involve, you know, catching cum in a mouth. You know, I remember she did say that. She said that one day and, you know, mama was right.
That's weird. That's weird she would know that.
Well, she can, you know, she can spot talent. Yeah. She booked all the clowns.
Is that how they got hired?
Somebody had to book them. They couldn't just walk in, you know, hire me. There's got to be a process, you know.
Right.
Curation of talent.
I guess.
Can't just have any clown.
No, that would be, it would be a mess. It'd be like a clown car. It'd be a big old mess there. okay. Do you speak with any of the other X-rated Atari characters, like the lady tied to the cactus in Custer's Revenge? She was a big one. The Pocahontas looking damsel in distress. Do you speak to any of them ever, or do you guys kind of just went your own way?
Oh, I talked to Squatting Moon probably about two times a week. Squatting Moon and I, we've remained close, you know, kind of comrades in arms.
Comrades, you know. Comrades, really.
Oh, comrade.
Sorry. It was right
there. That's a good one, Brian McGinnis. You should be a comedian.
I'll try it out. Yeah, well, that's that. What is she up to? Because she had a rough go, too. She was kind of tied up to a cactus, and that dumb old cowboy came and, you know, did stuff to her.
Well, you know, shortly after making that game, she became a very active participant in the civil rights movement.
Sure.
I think being tied to a cactus and assaulted over and over, on camera, while children, you know, entertain them. I think it was too much for her.
It's a lot.
I think it was too much. She wanted to devote her life to doing better things. You know, some people are just made for better things.
Sure. You know? So what's she doing? Is she's got her head on straight now? She's doing okay?
She's got a TikTok.
It's impressive.
She's got a TikTok. She makes indigenous foods and then also
nice.
Does like some kind of, you know, thing with the tits. I don't know.
Oh, she's still doing it. Okay.
Well, it's TikTok. You know, you got to get the followers. You know, no one cares about roasted acorns unless they're seeing those melons, you know. Hey, TikTok.
I don't think I would care about roasted acorns either way, but it's good. It's good to know. I'll check it out. Squatting Moon, you said?
Squatting Moon. I think it's one, like a hyphen, maybe.
Yeah, sure. We'll check it out after. Wow. So what are you up to now? What's what was your name? What'd you say your name was?
My name's Brenda Bryan. Brent, again. Is Brent. He a head injury?
I remember that, Brent. What are you up to now, Brenda? What is 83-year-old Brenda's day like?
You know, well, I might be 83, you know, on the outside, but I still feel like a 67, 68 in my heart, Brian McGinnis. Nice. You know, I'm not going to stop. I'm not going to let old age,
no.
You know, I'm going to go raging into the dying of the light, Brian McGinnis. I've been, I've been traveling around a lot with RuPaul.
Oh.
RuPaul likes me a lot.
Who does?
And she bring me out in the shows. Yeah, at the end of one of the drag queen battles when they have them fight or something. I don't really know how it works, but they'll bring me out in the end as an act.
That's fun. And what is your act, though? Because that... Is this a live show or an untelevised show, or is it?
Oh, no, this part's not televised, and RuPaul will deny ever knowing me. It's in my contract.
Gotcha. But, okay, that's cool.
Well, you know, the shows, the late night shows, the after parties, they bring me in, and it's basically a very similar thing as what I used to do in the game. Okay. You know, we'll add a costume. You know, if there's a theme, and it's predominantly well, gays.
Sure.
But I don't, you know, I'm not, you know, people think I'm old, I'm going to be, you know, like a prejudice or nothing. But I love everyone, you know. If you come in my mouth, you're a human just like everybody else.
You mentioned costumes. Is it hard to walk back and forth and catch all this in giant platforms or high heels? I guess it's a little tougher.
Well, nowadays I got to sit in a chair and the boys move me back and forth.
Oh my God.
It's really just up to me to keep the mouth wide and pointed up straight and, you know, keep the throat open so I don't choke.
Look, if you're enjoying it, great, but it may be time to retire. It'd be time to just kind of relax, right? What do you think?
Brian McGinnis, the day that I don't go to bed with a salty load drizzling down my gullet is the day they put me in the ground.
Okay. Do you see it coming happening anytime soon? I just feel bad. You've led such a life. It just seems like, you know, at some point we should appreciate you instead of keep using your talent, maybe. I don't know.
People live a long time now, Brian McGinnis. I think you're going to be very surprised. I think you're going to be very surprised about what I come do in the future.
So you got plans. You got more things you want to do. What else? What else is on?
Oh, yeah, I'm gonna do a cypher next week on a hip hop song. I don't even know what that is.
It's when you rap back and forth, like, you know, kind of like a spoken word style, or just over a dope beat, whatever.
Oh, you know, that's fine. I can do a dope beat.
Do you know?
I've been beating men off for years. Yeah. You know, I feel like I am pretty dope at it at this point.
Do you want to give a couple bars, a couple lines of what you would say in a freestyle cipher? Do you have any top of your dome right now?
Yeah. I'm coming at you. Yeah. Got a load that's fat, yeah?
That's good.
You like that?
Yes, that's not bad.
You got to cut that part out of the podcast, Brian McGinnis, if I hear this on air.
No, there's something there. That's good. That was good.
Yeah. Like, my beats are immaculate. Let me drink that ejaculate.
Holy shit. That's perfect. Stick with the cum.
That's the take you're going to use, Brian McGinnis.
Yeah, stick with the cum stuff. That's good. I think they won't see it coming. No pun intended. They won't see that because, you know, people rap about money and cars and stuff like that. They won't know, like, I think, yo, I eat a lot of cum might throw them off a little bit. So it's good.
Well, Little Kim did it back in the 90s, but...
That's a rumor. She's full of cum, yeah. She had to get her stomach pumped, right?
Rumor? I was next to her in the hospital. We both got pumped together. I see you, Kim. I miss you, baby. Give me a call.
Did you get pumped a lot? Or, yeah, where did all that cum go?
My metabolism is such that I'm able to convert it to energy.
That's amazing.
Rather quickly. But this, you know, your stomach only holds so much, and after a day or two of, you know, of just Bill, you know, we were all a little green.
Yeah.
You know, I handled it better than Patricia. Patricia, you know, had to go get her appendix out the next day. Apparently, you know.
Wow. What to make handle it. To make room for more cum, or just she couldn't handle it?
But the cum was so much that the stomach expanded, ruptured the appendix. Jeez. Everything was full of cum and bile.
Yeah.
Took her in, stitched her up, good as new.
I had my appendix taken out, but it wasn't because of cum, I don't think. So.
So you say.
I know. Maybe they lied to me. Maybe it was. I don't know. Who knows? Man, Brenda, this is eye-opening. Like, really learned a lot so far.
You don't even want to hear about Scientology?
But, hey, whatever you want to tell us, what else could go
I'm
for?
I'm just kidding. I'm not a Scientologist. Okay, that was my little joke for you.
That's a good one. Okay. You got a little more on your chin. I just will hang it off.
I see it, Brian.
Yeah. Oh, don't eat it. Oh, do you ever get sick of it? Do you ever get like, I've had enough come for one day?
Do you ever get tired of the sky, Brian McGinnis? Do you ever get tired of the beautiful things that God makes? No, you don't.
No, you believe in...
You just accept them.
Yeah, you believe in God. You think God put you here to do what you're doing?
God, of course I did. Well, I could never take credit for the gifts that I have. There's got to be some kind of a higher power or a wisdom to the universe that could imbue someone. You know, humble.
Yeah.
A humble farm girl from a circus.
Yeah.
Like me.
Yeah. That circus is really interesting. I had no idea that was your background. I thought it just you're just down on your luck and they used you for this. But you know, coming from a circus background, you've seen it all. You've done a lot.
Well, you know, I don't like the circus signal.
I guess. Yeah. Don't want to do that. Anything else you want to tell us real quick? Any other, like, you know, maybe words of wisdom, facts of life, anything like that for our fans, young and old out there that are listening?
You know, something my father used to always say to me is, you can pick your friends, you can pick your nose, but you can't pick yourself up after a ditch when both your legs are crushed by a horse.
Yeah.
And I still remember that to this day. And, you know, every time I have a moment, I think back to that. And I think that pretty much sums up anything that life can throw at you. You know, Brian McGinnis?
That's it's beautiful in a way, yeah. And your poor dad, once again. So he was his legs were crushed, you said, right?
Oh, no. He saw a man crushed by a horse. Oh. Saw the whole thing. Didn't help. Just watch.
Did he think he could use it for the show?
No. I think he just found it entertaining.
No legs, Ned, maybe, or something? Something like that.
How dare you?
I'm sorry. I don't mean to make fun of Ned. I'm sorry. You're right.
His name was Stumpy Stan.
That's better.
Stumps, they called him.
Yeah. Wow. Did people get jealous when they saw you doing this job, like with Bill? Did people want to be Bill? Did people want to be you? Was there a lot
of... Oh, everyone was jealous of me. All the girls in town. All the girls who looked down their nose at me. Wow. Oh, there's Brenda. Yeah. She always smells like elephant poop. Oh, there's Brenda. She can't read. Oh, there's Brenda. Oh, she's got chin hair. You know, everything. All the things people would say.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the minute I blew up, I blew up from blowing up.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I blew up and everyone wants to be my friend. Everyone wants a piece of Brenda. But I kept my wits about me, you know?
Yeah.
I kept very, very few friends. And but all the girls in town, you know, they were all so jealous. They wanted to catch Calm and be a star,
sure,
you know?
Sure.
There was only room for one. And then you know, two because of Patricia. But, you know, really, it should have just been one.
Right, yeah.
I feel like today I could have handled both the loads. Do the game today. Do it again. Start the GoFundMe now. Start it. Redo the game. I will catch double the amount of semen. I swear on my life.
I believe you. I just don't think we need it. I think you've proven it.
What do you mean we don't need it? We got the kids are going crazy. They're choking each other. They're eating cinnamon. They're walking on milk crates. Brian McGinnis, have you seen the world? What they need is an old woman with square tits drinking cum. Back and forth. It's very comforting. Back and forth.
I mean, kids...
You know, the kids with their anxieties, I feel like it's very soothing.
Kids will try anything, it seems like. If it's a trend, you know, they'll get into it. Yeah. Well, anything else? Any other last words or you want to tell
No,
her?
I mean, I got to go do my dialysis in a couple of minutes. Okay. You want to come with me?
No, you want to play a quick game before we go, though? Wed, bed, dead? Want to play a quick game?
Oh, I'd love Let's play.
Let's play a Wed, Bed, Dead, everybody's favorite game show and a podcast. So, Brenda, we're going to give you three video game characters, and I'll show you them here on the screen. All you got to do is tell me who you want to wed with Mary, who you want to bed, and who you want dead. That's all. It's our version of Fuck, Mary, Kill. It's much better, though. And I'll show you who they are. So this first one we have here is from one of my favorite games, Super Punch-Out, and he is a bear hugger. He's a big old boxer. He is a giant man with a huge beard and just overalls on, which is exciting, you know. But you know, he has a big farmer looking tie. His name is Bear Hugger. Next one we got here is from Sonic the Hedgehog, not Sonic himself, but Tails, his little sidekick with, I believe Tails has two tails, which if you're into kinky weird shit, that could be one. So Tails, I don't know, Tails might be a minor, so this might be weird. I don't know. Tails seems young. I'm not sure what gender, but shoes, gloves, two tails. And the next one, super hot from Overwatch, Mercy. Whoops, let me get rid of it. Yeah, there we go. Mercy. She's a healer. She if you're dying, she will use her magic powers and heal you and everything. She's got a cool gun too, and she flies and everything. So very diverse group here. We got Bear Hugger, Mercy, and Tails from Sonic the Hedgehog. So what are your choices here, Brenda? Who'd you wed, bed, dead?
Well, first of all, I think I'm gonna marry the gay one. I'm gonna marry the big gay man. He's clearly gay.
Oh, you think Bear Hugger's a gay?
Yeah, of course he's gay, Brian McGinnis. What, do you not have eyes? Look at him. He's got a leather, he's got the suspenders, yeah. He looks kind. Yeah, that's a gay. That's a gay, Brian McGinnis.
And he
will happily marry him.
Yeah, he would be considered a bear in the gay community, as I've been told I am sometimes, if I was gay.
I assumed his name was sort of an aphorism to the fact that he is clearly a gay bear.
Yeah, maybe. There you go. That actually makes a lot of sense now. I didn't think about that. So there you go. His clothes are easy to take off, too. Just two snaps, boom, those overalls are coming down.
Yeah, but we don't have to worry about that. I'm marrying him. I don't have to have sex with him. That's what's so great. So he's going to cook. He'll make the house look nice. He'll tell me stories about the salons. It's fine. It's great. I love it.
That's true, too. Great. Awesome. All right, so wedding Bear Hugger. Interesting. What the next two we got?
All right, bring up that fox thing. Now, I got a friend who's got a nephew that dresses a lot like this thing.
You got a furry in the family?
That's what it is, a furry, and I don't like it. I don't like any of it. The kid smells like lube 24 hours a day. I'm going to kill it. I want to kill this thing. I don't know what it is. I don't trust it. I don't like it.
Poor Tails. Yeah. All right. So that means you're going to bed?
Hey, Mercy. You know.
Can't go wrong. Can't go wrong here.
Maybe we could bring a man into it and we could, you know, bring the act back together. You know, just me and her back and forth like the old days, you know? Hey, yeah. Well, you know, I got to figure it out. Yeah.
And
not sure what I'm going to do with that.
Yeah, she flies too. So she can probably catch all the ones that maybe the stray ones that you can't get. You know.
So you're starting the GoFundMe now, right, Brian McGinnis?
Well, I'm just saying.
You're starting the GoFundMe. Beat him and eat him too. I need the money, Brian McGinnis. Please, God,
you still do? I'm so sorry. You still need it. Have you found any frat houses lately?
Take contract work here and there.
Sure.
Yeah. You know, I'll follow painters around and, you know, lick up the paint spots, but it's not the same, Brian McGinnis. It feels empty.
Oh, my goodness. Let me give you my choices here. I think you might have nailed it. I think those are really good answers. It's tricky, though, because I agree with you. I'm going to have to dead Tails. I will dead tail because out of these three choices, it would be hard to do either of the other two things with. Might be fun to marry, have a little cute fox lander running around, but I don't know. I will dead Tails. Now, this one, here's the thing. Being married to a healer is very enticing, very tempting. Because, oh, honey, I stubbed my toe. Done. Right? Oh, I smacked my head. I'm very tall. Oh, I hit my head. Boom. She could zap me, and I have no pain anymore. Right? So that's really tempting, but that means I don't really want to have to bed big old Bear Hugger here, but I could do it once. I could do it once. Maybe
he looks like he'd be gentle with you, Brian McGinnis, though. No, think about it though. Look at him. I mean, you wouldn't want to, you know, roll over to that, you know,
maybe I just get a nice handy for those big old boxing gloves of his. Maybe we'll just do that too. Who knows? Right?
Well, call me if you need a cleanup.
I definitely will. Yeah, I betting Mercy would be great, but I think I'm going to wed her because having basically unlimited health for the rest of my life and no pain, my back hurts. You know what I mean? Like, I'm old. Back hurts. If she just get rid of that, that's worth it right there. So I'll wed Mercy and I will bed Bear Hugger. We'll have one interesting night, me and the old bear here. I hope he keeps that nice smile on. you know?
I'm sure he will. He looks like a nice boy.
He sure does. So I think we were both right there. I think we were both right. You can't go wrong either way with those. Except Tails.
Well, that was a fun game.
Tails has to die.
It's fun to play a game where I don't, you know, not every game has to be semen related.
Most aren't.
What?
Most aren't.
Oh, you kidding?
The checkers, chess, right? Mousetrap.
You don't beat off on the chessboard when you win? Come on, Brian McGinnis. You've never played a game of chess in your life, have you?
I've never won. I guess that could be the reason.
Yeah, checkmate. You beat off on the board. Everybody knows.
Great. Brenda, what a day. This has been really, this podcast has been going since 2017. This is a dream to have you finally on the show. You've been hard to get. I think your voicemail box is full. That's why.
I have a pager. I don't know how to check the voicemail on it.
That's why. Yeah, you're hard to get. But somebody bumped into you and, you know, recommended you. So it's been really great having you here. I want to thank you so much for joining me on the show today.
It's been an honor and a privilege, Brian McGinnis. You know, I just keep being you.
I will.
You know, I hope things work out with you in that game, man. I really do.
Yeah.
I see a future.
Yeah, we're doing fine. We're going to do fine, I think. And you take care of yourself. Maybe... Just think about retiring. That's all I'm saying. You know,
I'll retire when you grow a head of hair, Brian McGinnis. Hey!
All right, let the games begin. We'll see what happens. Everybody else, thank you so much for joining us. Leave some comments and share this, everybody. And we'll talk to you maybe next week or in a few more months. Who knows, everybody? Goodbye.